Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. We're starting chapter 2 now. Madhyakanda chapter 2. Vishnubhara Mahaprabhu's manifestation at the house of Srivas and the inauguration of Sankirtan. Jaya Jaya Jagan Mangala Gora Chandra Dana Deya Ridaya Tamara Pada Dvandva. All glories to Gora Chandra, the benefactor of the entire world. Please give your lotus feet in charity to my heart. Dan deha ridaya tomar para dwandva. Deha dan, give me this dan in my heart. Fix your feet in my heart. So this is a good remedy to a crazy mind. Meditate on the marks on the bottom of Lord Gauranga's feet. Bhakta goshti sahita Gauranga jaya jaya. Shunile chaitanya kata bhakti labhya hai. All glories of Sri Gauranga along with his devotees. Bhakta goshti. Sahita. By hearing the topics of Gauranga or Chaitanya, one attains devotional service of the Lord. Chaitanya kata, shunile chaitanya kata bhakti labhyahai. So by hearing about Lord Chaitanya, we can attain devotion, bhakti. Takurera prema deki sarva bhaktagan parama vismita haila sabakaraman. When all the devotees observed the Lord's love, Thakur Prem, Sarvabhaktagan, they were struck with wonder. Sabakaraman, their minds, the minds of all the devotees, Parama Vismita, it filled with transcendental wonder. Parama Santoshe Sabe, Advaita Rastan, Sabe Kahilena Jata Haila Darashan. In great satisfaction, Parama Santosh, all the devotees went to the house of Advaita Stan, and informed them of what they had seen. As I mentioned yesterday, there was one Prem Sangha, Vaishnav Sangha there, or Vaishnav Raja Sabha, in Navadvip Mayapur. And Srivas Thakur was a member of that Sabha, and Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda was traveling. But there were so many devotees there, Mukunda, and they would gather, Haridas Thakur, they would gather regularly in different places, and they would hear about Krishna, they would read the Srimad Bhagavatam and hear Harikatha from Advaita or other senior Vaishnavas. And then they would have Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan together in the house. They weren't going on the street, they weren't going door to door, they were just in their privacy of their houses. They were in Advaitasthan, Advaita's house in Mayapur, he had one house, and sometimes they would travel down to Shantipur and they would have Harinam in his house and hear Harikatha. So now the good news is spreading like wildfire through Navadvip, that Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava. He's become a Krishna Bhakta. He is starting to head up the Sankirtan now. He's becoming Kirtan Nath, Gopal Nath, Gopinath. So he went to bear the good news to Advaita Acharya. Nada, as sometimes he was called, Nada, listen. Advaita, guess what? Remember that proud scholar? Remember Nimai Pandit? Oh, yes. Our Ashirvad has come true. Remember we gave him blessings that someday he would become a Vaishnava and join us? He closed his school. He closed his Sanskrit school. He packed up his books. Now he's chanting Hare Krishna and all his students are following. He's begun the Sankirtan movement. So everybody was very happy. Just like in the temple we mentioned before, if some new bhakta joins and everyone sees him and he's very enthusiastically serving in the temple and he's chanting and he's serving prasadam, breakfast prasadam to the devotees, and he's very happy mood. Everyone in the temple is happy to see Bhakta Joe. Well, look at Bhakta Joe. He's really enthusiastic. He's on the Sankirtan party. He's jumping up and down. He's passing out books. Everybody's enthused. Everybody's bhakti becomes enthused to see the new man, the new recruit. And then we sit down and we ask him, Bhakta Joe, how did you come to the temple? Oh, I was working over there and then one of your people in Harinam, they gave me a Back to Godhead magazine. And I read it and it's so convincing. I decided I should move into the temple and live here for some time. Oh, really? And then like this, everyone gets enthused to talk to Bhakta Joe, how he came to Krishna consciousness. So So in the same way, the same phenomenon is happening 500 years ago in Mayapur. All the devotees there, so the Krishna Bhaktas, oh, there's a new Bhakta, Bhakta Nimai. Bhakta Vishnubhar, he's joined the temple. He's joined ISKCON Mayapur. And he seems to be very enthusiastic. He's serving the devotees, and he seems to know the philosophy. He has a fairly good handle of the philosophy. He gave a class in Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya Gyan to his Sanskrit students. And not only that, he seems to be exhibiting some ecstatic symptoms also, although he's a new bhakta. Sometimes we heard he was rolling on the ground, he's crying, and really seems quite advanced for it. Maybe this is from last life, some purva samskaras, and he's exhibiting such absorption in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, it's really good news. And everyone says, really? And everyone's so happy they want to meet Bhakta Nimai, this new bhakta. They want to see what he looks like. So they informed him of what they saw. Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabal Avatari Yajche Prabhu Janena Sakal. The most powerful Advaita immediately understood through the influence of his devotional service, the Lord has descended. Bhakti Yoga Prabhav. He understood. Tesham sadati yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam abhyadite. Krishna is telling that this bhakti has prabhav, has effect, influence. When your bhakti is pure and genuine, then Krishna gives knowledge, he gives intelligence, buddhi yoga, to help you understand. So this powerful acharya, Advaita Acharya, Mahabal, he has such power that he understood. Avatari yache prabhu janena sakal. He could understand that the avatari, the sarva avatari, has descended. Tadapi advaita tattva bhujana najai seishane prakashya takane lukai. You see, her name is here, Lukai. Yet the truth of Advaita Acharya is difficult to understand, because he sometimes reveals himself and sometimes conceals himself. In Bengali, the word lukai means hide and seek. Like we say, lukaluki, lukaluki kund. In Kamyavan, there's a kund called lukaluki. Means hide and seek. So lukas means hidden. You're a very hidden personality. We can't figure you out, Lukas. He's lukai. He's trying to find his way. Yet the truth of Advaita Acharya is difficult to understand, because he sometimes reveals himself and sometimes conceals himself. Shunya Advaita Bada Harisha Haila Parama Avishtahai Kahite Lagila. When Advaita Acharya heard this news, he became fully absorbed and began to speak as follows. Parama Avishta. He became absorbed in transcendence. Harisha. He became so happy. Harish. Bada Harish. When Advaita heard the news, he became big time happy. Right? Bada Harish. Very happy. Here it just says he became fully absorbed. It doesn't even say about the happiness. Mora ajikara kata shuna bhai sab. Nishite dekilon ami kichu anubhav. Advaita Acharya addressed all the devotees. Oh, brothers, last night I saw something in a dream. Nishita deki lun. Nisha means from 10:48 until 3:36 in the morning, from 11 to 3, late in the night, I saw something in my dreams. Gitara patera art bala na bujia takilana dukha bhavi. Upasa Kariya, Advaita Acharya said, when I was unable to understand something that I read in Gita, I was unhappy and I took rest without eating. This is very often the situation we see in the history of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Charitra. We read the teaching of the Vaishnavas. If they're studying Shastra and they're hearing some description of Radha and Krishna or Bhakti Tattva, And they meet an impasse, and they don't understand what's being said, and they get some confused, or just can't, they're not clear, they have some doubt, then usually the Vaishnavas will fast. Oftentimes they stop eating or even stop sleeping, or they at least they'll fast and maybe take rest, and they'll pray, "Oh Krishna, please reveal." So our Jayadeva Goswami, 1,000 years ago, he wrote this in Gita Govinda. He wrote down with his own hand, he wrote this, Dehi Parapallava Mudaramatapam. He says that Krishna, when Radharani's in Man, Dehi Parapallavam, he comes to Radharani with folded hands and he begs his devotee, Radhika, "Please give me, Dehi Pad, please give me your feet, your bud-like feet, Pallava, because I want to put them on my forehead." So he wrote that. Somehow his hand, his heart, and his mind moved him to write that in Gita Govinda. Then he had second thoughts. He had doubts. "Oh, how can I say this? This has never been said before. No one has ever written such a thing, that God keeps the feet of his devotee on his head. What is this?" Because everywhere we hear, every Purana, every Shastra is telling everything that's ever been written before this by Vyasadeva and other Munis and Rishis, are that the devotees are always praying and hankering to have the feet of Krishna on their head. But now I have just written that Krishna is keeping the feet of his devotee on his head. This can't be right, so he scratched it out. Then he went to take bath. And then Krishna came, disguised as Jayadeva Goswami. And he wrote again that same phrase. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he was trying to understand Krishna's Kaviraj's explanation of Kam Gayatri. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishnu's reading, 200 years after the writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishnu's reading, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that the 24 and a half syllables of the Kam Gayatri represent 24 and a half moons on Krishna's body. He said, "How is this? I only see 24 syllables. How are you saying 24 and a half syllables in Kam Gayatri? Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahe Pushpa." So he decided, "I'm going to fast." So Vishwanath fasted. Because I know so many Shastras, I read so many things, but I can't understand this. So then he fasted. Then in his dream, Radharani appeared in his dream and said, "Oh Hari Vallabha," because his name is Hari Vallabha. His diksha name is Hari Vallabha. He said, "Hari Vallabha, don't you know there's one Shastra that Krishnadas Kaviraj consulted called Vag Smriti?" Something like Vag Smriti. "And if you look there in Vag Smriti, you'll see the description." And this is where he got the idea that this Kam Gayatri represents the 24 and a half moons on Krishna's body. So then Vishnath woke up. Oh, Radharani has solved the riddle. Radharani has personally appeared in my dream. And then he consulted that scripture, then he wrote his tika, Kam Gayatri Vakya. Kam Gayatri Vyakya, a commentary on Kam Gayatri by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, which is in our Gayatri book. So, and there's numerous occasions, and Arjuna Acharya, he was a great Brahmin, and he's writing commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, and this particular verse in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 24, "Nanyas chintiyanto mam yejana paripashate, tesha nityapyuktanam yogakshima mahamyaham." And he saw this word vaham. Vaham means I carry. And he crossed it out and put karham, I do. Where Krishna is saying, if you worship me with ananya chint, with undividing attention, "Ananyas chintiyanto mam yejana paripashate," if you worship me with ananya bhakti, then I preserve what you have and I carry what you lack. Whatever you, anything good you have which is favorable for bhakti and prema and seva, then I preserve it, I enhance it, I keep it with you. And anything you require, anything you need to serve and love me, then I provide and give that to you. I carry it, I carry what you lack. I personally carry and carry it to you and carry it, give it. Waham means I carry. And he crossed it out and wrote karham. Karham means I do it, I arrange it. Because he was thinking, how is it Lord's going to personally carry to the devotee? He must arrange it, because the Lord has so many vibhutis, so many energies. So by his, he arranges somehow or other. Like you may be poor and you write a letter to the Prime Minister, "I need money." So he makes arrangements. He says, "Look, a poor man has written this letter," and he calls his ministers or his local MLA, says, "Make arrangements for him to have some money." And so then the guy, the poor man, the MLA comes to the poor man. He says, "We've gotten some decree, some order from the Prime Minister that you should get money. Here's the money." So the Prime Minister arranges. It's not that the Prime Minister comes from Delhi, gets in his Mercedes, drives down to the Jugis, whatever they call it, drives down to the, what do they call it, Jugi, all the crappy houses, what do they call them? Jugi. He drives down to the Jugi and he says, here's a million rupees. I got your letter and I'm personally giving you the money. Here's the money, put in your hand. So thinking like that, that God, it was bigger than a prime minister, he's not going to personally come to me and give me something. So he wrote, he changed, he said, this Gita must be wrong. He scratched it out. And then he went to take bath. So it's a little bit different. He's not fasting, but anyway. So then, while he was gone, then two boys came carrying food, a big bunch of food for his house. And then they got to the door, and then his wife answered the door and saw these two boys, and they were carrying one of these tela things, like this big stick with pots on both ends, and you balance it over your shoulder like this. Big stick, and on both ends there's a pot, like you see in Jagannath Puri, they carry the Mahaprasad that way. It's tela or whatever it's called, teli or something. And then they set it down, Krishna took it off his shoulder, and on his shoulder was some scratches there on his back. And she said, what is all this stuff? Oh, this is 10 kilos of ghee, this is so much flour, rice, wheat, this is all for you. He said, for me? My husband, he goes out and does madhukari, he's a poor Brahmin, he usually gets a few little things. No, we met your husband in the market and this is all for your house. This is 2 months supply, full supply for 2 months. Acha. Oh, my husband sent this? Yes, I met him. Oh, please, my boy, please have some water. Please have something to eat. You look so tired. Why did he make you carry this heavy load on your back? And then she saw a little blood on the shoulder and some scratches. Oh, what happened? Oh, my boy, what happened to your shoulder? Oh, this tailor was so heavy and it was hard for me to pick it up. So your husband, he cracked me. He cracked my shoulder. He gave me, like, he whipped me. He just grabbed something and beat my shoulder. So I got some cut. My husband did that? How is it possible? He's so cruel. So mean. Young boy, like beating this, yeah, such a sweet, beautiful boy with bluish color and so nice, attractive. Let me fix that up. So, then, they went away. And then Arjunacharya came back and his wife said, she was very angry. Why did you beat these poor boys? You made them carry this heavy load from the market, then you whipped his shoulder and cut his shoulder. He said, what are you talking about? I went to take a bath. I haven't done any madhukari. I haven't collected anything. And I went, there's 10 kilos of ghee here. There's 5 kilos of flour. What? Who brought this? Two boys came here. And they said, you sent him. And then you beat them also, you rascal. You rascal. So then he went into his writing desk where he's writing commentary on Gita. And then he was sitting there, did his anik, and he thought, this is very strange. And then he could understand because he took a red pen and he crossed out this waham and he wrote karam. Krishna saying, waham, I personally carry. Then he understood, oh, Krishna actually carried. He carried all these goods and food to my house. And those scratches on his back were because I scratched the shastra. Because his Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's sarup. Because I put red ink, I crossed with red ink that word waham. Then that cut Krishna's back. I cut Krishna's back with my foolish commentary. So, like this, Advaitacharya, he was studying the Gita, Gita Pat. Artha Palana Bhujiya. The artha means the meaning. I couldn't understand the meaning of the Bhagavad Gita, something like Arjunacharya. So I was unhappy, I couldn't understand. So I didn't eat that night. So I took rest. Because initially he said, I had a dream. I want to tell you about my dream. And now he's telling how it led up to the dream. Kato ratri asi more balayeka janna uttaha acharya jata karaha bhojan. In the dead of night, ratri, someone came to me in a dream and said, rise, acharya, go and take your meal. A pat a art kahilon tamare utia bojanakara pujaha amare. I am explaining the meaning of the text that you read. Get up, eat, and worship me. Ara kina dukha bhava pahila sakal jay lagi sankalpa kaila se haila safal. Jatupavasa Koila Jata Aradan Yateke Karila Krishna Balaya Krandan Ya Anite Bhujatuli Pratigya Karila Se Prabhu Tomare Ibe Vidita Hoila. Why are you feeling sad? You have attained everything. Your sankalp is fulfilled. Your resolution is safal, sankalp safal. Your fasting, upavas, your worship, aradhana, your tears, Krishna bhalya krandan, while crying out the name of Krishna, and your vow with raised arms, bhujatuli, your vow raising your arms above your head, and you took a vow to induce the Lord's advent, has now become successful. Pratigya, your vow, your promise. Sarvadeshi haibeka krishnera kirtan gare gare nagare nagare anukshan. The chanting of Krishna's name, names will be spread to all countries. Sarvadesh, France, Moscow, Assam, Guwahati. All towns and all houses, gare, gare, nagare, nagare, anukshan. This is the dream. It's some person telling it, wait, in the dream, and he's telling the next day the dream he had. This person is going on. Brahmara durlava bhakti achaye yateka tamara prasadayebe sabe dekibeka. Krishna bhakti is very rare, even to Brahma. This bhakti, it will now be available to everyone. By your mercy. Tomara Prasad. Sabdeki. Everyone will see this. Dvaitacharya ki. E Srivasera gari. Yateke Vaishnava. Brahma dhiro durlaba. Dekibe anubhav. All the Vaishnavas will experience realizations at the house of Shiva's Pandit that are rare even for Brahma. Durlab. Brahma dhiro. Bojana karahatumi amaravidai arabhara asibhana bojana velai. Therefore, eat your meal. Why did you fast? I am departing now, but I will come again while you are eating. So that was his dream. And now Advaita says to the devotees he met that morning, Chakshu meli chahiteki evishombar. Dekiti matra, haila antar. When I opened my eyes, I saw this Vishwambar. But then immediately he disappeared from my sight. So in his dream, this person was speaking to him. I will go to every town, every village. I will spread the holy name. Gare, gare, nagare, nagare. And your prayers have been answered. Your fasting, your prayers, everything you've done to bring me here. And I'm hearing this person. And then I woke up and I saw momentarily Vishwambar. It was he who appeared in my dream. I'm trying to tell you that. You understand? This Vishwambar, this Nimai Pandit, he came in my dream and he said all these wonderful things. Krishnera rahasya kichu napari bujite kon rupe prakash va karina kahate. I cannot understand Krishna's mysteries, Krishna rahasya. Kichu napari bujite. Such as which form he manifests or in whom he manifests. Kon rupe prakash vakarinya kahate. Advaita goes on. Ihara agraja purve visharupa nam amara sangayasi gita karita vakyan. Vishwambar's elder brother, Visharup, used to come and study Bhagavad Gita with me. E shishu parama madura rupavan baike dakite aisena morastan. This child, Vishwambar, the younger brother Vishwarup, is parama madura rupan. He rupavan. Rupavan means like Bhagavan. Rupavan means he possesses a rupa. What kind of form? Parama madura. So sweet. Topmost sweetness. He's so enchantingly attractive. He used to come to my house in the afternoon to call his older brother Vishwarup home for dinner. Bhaike dakite asena morastan. Chittavritti Hare Shishu Sundara Dekhiya Ashravada Kari Bhakti Kauka Baliya. When I would see the beauty of that child, Shishu Sundara Dekhi, what would happen? I would lose my mind. Chittavritti Hare. My heart, my chittavritti, all the feelings of my heart, all the movements of my heart would become captivated, enchanted. And I gave blessings at that time. I gave ashirvad to this little boy. May you attain devotional service to the Lord. Advaitacharya's blessing, Nimai. Ashirvad kari bhakti hoka balya. Abhijatye hayabada manushara putra. Nilambara Chakravarti Tanhara Dohitra. This Nimai is from an aristocratic family. He is the son of Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter, Sachi. Apaneo Sarvagune Parama Pandit Inhara Krishneti Bhakti Hoyebe Uchita. This Vishambara is most erudite and possesses all good qualities. Sarvagun Parama Pandit. It's befitting that he has devotion to Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Uchita. Bharasuki Hailana Ekata Shunya Ashivada Karasabe Tatastu Baliya. I have become very pleased on hearing this news. All of you kindly bless him, saying Tatastu, Tatastu. May it be so. Sri Krishna Anugraha Hoka Sabari Krishna Nama Mattahao Sakale Samsari. Advaitacharya goes on. May the mercy of Krishna be manifest to everyone, and may the entire world become intoxicated by the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Jeev Jago. Sri Krishna Anugraha. Anugraha means mercy, compassion of Sri Krishna. Hoka Sabari. Krishna Mata Sakale Samsari. Sakala Samsara. Everyone is trapped in the samsara. May they become mad. Now they're mad in the samsara. Kam Krodh Lobh Maha Mada. Mada means madness, intoxicated by the samsara. Krishna Mata. Mata means intoxicated, mad. May everyone become intoxicated by Krishna Nam. Jadi satya vastu hai tavae kane save asibene vamanarastane. If this is all true, then everyone will come to the house of this Brahmin. In other words, he's saying, if this is true, everything I saw in the dream, that means everyone's going to come to Jagannath Mishra Bhavan to see the transformation, to take a darshan. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Anande Advaitakari Paramahunkar Sakala Vaishnavakari Jai Jai Kar. Advaitacharya roared loudly in ecstasy, Haribo!
Vivo!
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 And all the Vaishnavas chanted in jubilation, Hari Hari Vali Dahe Badana Savar Uttila Kirtana Upa Krishnavatar. They all chanted the names of Hari. Krishna, and when they did, Krishna manifested there in the form of kirtan. Utila kirtan rup Krishnavatar. Very interesting. See this Bengali. Utila means uto, rise up, awake, appear, manifest. Kirtan rup Krishnavatar. So when there's kirtan going on, it's said that when the pure name is being chanted, that Mahaprabhu comes there. Mahaprabhu appears there, he descends there. To see the faces of the devotees and to relish the ambrosia of the pure Nam and to see their dancing in ecstatic bliss. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. So, Vutila Kirtan Rupe Krishnavatar, the Krishna descends there. Purport, all the residents of Navadvip Dham began to hear and chant the sound vibration of Sri Hari's names, which are non-different from Hari himself. With their pure service-inclined tongues. That's nice. Sevan mukhe jivado. A jiva, is if this to begin with, jivado, the beginning of the jiva should have service mood, sevanmukhi. A mouth full of service, a tongue full of service, then you can chant. As a result, Krishna, who is non-different from his holy names, appeared in the form of his glorification, sound vibration, holy names. Keha bali, nimani pandit balahoyle, tabai sankirtanakori, mahakotuhali. Someone said, when Nimai Pandit becomes a devotee, then we will have tumultuous kirtans. They're anticipating. They heard that he's coming to the side, coming to the fold. But when he becomes a devotee, oh, watch out. He'll really get down on the kirtan. He'll have some good kirtans. Maha kutuhale. That means very rambunctious. Very utsaha. Maha kutuhale. Acharyere pranati kariya bhaktagan anande chalila kari hari sankirtan. All the devotees offered pranams to Advaita Acharya after hearing his wonderful dream, and they left chanting Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shrimadu Sudan Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol. Not everyone takes part. Some people were submerged in the ocean of bliss by the Sankirtan, and those who did not submerge, they floated on the surface. Ananda Chalila Kari Hari Sankirtan. Prabhu Sange Jahara Jahara Deka Hai Parama Adhara Kari Sabe Sambhashai. The Lord spoke with great respect to everyone he met. Parama Adhara. This is just the opposite. Before he took up this Vaishnav Dharma and started chanting Hare Krishna and became Krishna conscious, he was so proud he would knock off anybody he saw. Parama Adhara. Before it was Parama Dumba. Parama Dumba. Dumba. Dumba means pride. Now it's Parama Adhara. Sambhashya. He spoke with Sambhash, his Bhashya, Bhashaya. It was so respectful. Pratakale Jave Prabhu Chale Gangasnan Vaishnav Sabara Sange Haya Darashan. Pratakal, from 6 o'clock in the morning to late 36, at this time, Vishnubhar Mahaprabhu would go for Gangasnan, Chale. And along the way, he would meet many Vaishnavas. Vaishnav Sabara Sange Haya Darashan. Shivasari Dekile Takura Namaskare Pritahaya Bhaktagana Ashivarakare. As soon as Vishnubhar saw Shiva's Pandit and other devotees, he offered them obeisances. This is the etiquette. So as soon as you see a Vaishnava, you offer obeisances. He's not thinking, I'm a sannyasi, why have to offer obeisances to you? I'm God. I'm Chaitanya. Why offer obeisances? You're just a small-time Pandit. You're just Narada Muni. Who are you? Srivas. You're nobody. You're Narada Muni. I'm Narayan. I'm the Narayan that you worship. And the source of all the Narayans. And you're just Narada Muni, Srivas Pandit. Why should I offer obeisance to you? So I don't offer obeisance to anybody. But as soon as he sees him, he's offering obeisance. Thus see the transformation. Krishna consciousness transforms everyone. As soon as he saw, immediately, he offered obeisances. And the devotees blessed the Lord out of love. Prita, Haya, Bhaktagan, Ashavad. So seeing this proper behavior attracted the attention. Whenever we show proper behavior in regard and respect for the Vaishnavas, that softens their heart. It attracts their heart. Oh, the proud scholar, the arrogant pundit is offering obeisances. Oh, let us all bless him, Ashavad. They're so happy to see his behavior. So then they, just put it here. So what was the blessing that the Vaishnavas gave Mahaprabhu? Tamara Hauka Bhakti Krishna Charan Mukke Krishna Bala Krishna Sunaha Shavan Shavane. May you obtain devotion at the feet of Krishna. Krishne Matir Astu. May your intelligence turn to Krishna. Chant and hear the names of Krishna. Mukke Krishna Bala Krishna Sunaha Shavane. So they're saying, yes, it's very nice, Nimai, you become humble. You're going to take your Ganga Snan, you're offering obeisances. We bless you. Sri Krishna Charan, that you have bhakti. May you have devotion for Krishna's feet. And may you always chant Krishna's name. And may you always hear about Krishna. Krishna bhajile se bap sabasatyahai Krishna bhajile rup vidya kichunai. My dear, this is how she was, because she had to understand. Nimai Pandit is like 20 or something, whatever, something like this, 20 years old. And Shivas Pandit 60. So he's quite senior. He's not some kid. So even in all etiquette, by etiquette, the junior is supposed to show respect to the senior, and he's a very famous Pandit, Vaishnav Pandit of Navadvipa, so many students, so many disciples. Very famous personality, Shivas Pandit. He's always teaching bhakti everywhere. He's Narada Muni, he's teaching bhakti from the beginning. So he's giving blessings, yes. My dear Nimai, if you worship Krishna, everything will be successful. Krishna bhajan, sab satyahai, everything will be true, all truth will be with you. And if you do not worship Krishna, then your beauty and education are useless. Rup and vidya kichunai, they're nothing, they're worth nothing. Kichunai. Nothing, not even the slightest insignificant thing. Krishna bhajile? Krishna bhajan? Krishna bhajan ne? Your sundara rupa and all your vidya, katam hogya, nasht. Nasht. Krishna se jagat pita? Krishna se jivan? Drita kari bhaja bhap? Krishna racharan. Shivas gave him more benediction. Now remember, little boy, Nimai, Krishna's your father. Krishna's a jagat pita. He's a father of the universe. He's a jivan. He's a life, of soul of everyone. Therefore, my dear, because bap can mean father, it can also mean bap means father. I say bap, but in Bengali, bap is also it means my lover. It also is an affectionate term, just to say bap. So they're translating bap as my dear. My dear boy. It's like this. Imagine a 60, 70-year-old man and a 20-year-old sprout. He's a young sprout. He's like a little kid. Oh, my dear, I bop. It's very affectionate. Therefore, my dear, worship the lotus feet of Krishna with determination. Drita kari bhaja, Krishna rachana. Drita bhajan, very firm, determined, no wavering this way, that way. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Tivra means like laser light, laser beam. No break, no flickering like some candle flame. Laser is like steady, powerful, condensed. Steady stream, no break. It's like sometimes going this way and going that way. Even the wind can't blow the laser. So your bhakti should be like that. Drita kari bhaja. Ashirvada shunya prabhura bharasuka sabare chahena prabhu tulia shrimuka. Vishwambar was greatly pleased to receive their blessings. Oh, you've blessed me? Little me? Oh, that's so nice of you. I really need your ashirvad. Ashirvad shunya prabhu bharashuka. He was very happy. Very, very happy. Big time happy. And how did he reciprocate with his ashirvad from Shivas Thakur and the other devotees? Sabari Prabhu Tulya Shrimukha. He cast his merciful glance on them. Tomara Sekha Satya Kari Ashirvad Tomara Vakinayana Karibha Prasad. Vishnu said, all your blessings are certainly valuable and fruitful, in other words, truthful, satya. Why would you give any other lesser benedictions? He's saying, you give me the best blessings. Tomara se para Krishna bhajana dibare dasere sevile Krishna anugraha kare. You alone are capable of awarding Krishna devotional service to Krishna. For by serving his servants, Krishna bestows his mercy. So now, Mahaprabhu is responding, or Vishwambar is responding to their blessings, and appreciating their blessings. I appreciate the ashirvad you gave me, that I will always worship Krishna, and always hear his name, and always chant his name. He's appreciating. Just see, he's on the footpath to the Ganga, in the Pratakal, 6 o'clock in the morning, he meets Srivas on the way. Srivas has heard about Advaitacharya's dream, where he dreamed of Vishwambar spreading the Sangirtan movement all over the world, Gare Gare, Nagare Nagare, every house and every village. So he's very elated. Srivas Thakur is very elated. Now he's seeing the source of his elation. He's having darshan of Nimai. So he gives him his blessings. Nimai replies, "Oh, you give me such wonderful benedictions. And your blessings alone, I will get bhakti, Krishna bhajan dibare. And by serving Krishna's servants, Krishna bestows his mercy." So then, of course, this is very much, this theme is very much developed in the purport by Siddhanta Saraswati for 3 pages. How important it is to become a servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartu Padakam Leo Das Das and Das. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadad Nakatikatopi. By serving, of course, the greatest servant of the Lord before us in this world is the Guru, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. And if we get there, if we please them and get their prasad, then we can easily get the grace of Krishna. Mahaprabhu is telling this point here to Srivas Thakur. And Siddhanta Saraswati, he has many verses he quotes. One from Itihas Samuchaya. Lomasharishi Muni states, Tasmat Vishnu Prasadaya Vaishnavan Paritoshayet Prasada Sumuko Vishnus Tinaiva Sian Nashamshaya. In order to attain the mercy of Lord Vishnu, one should satisfy the Vaishnavas. There is no doubt that by their mercy Vishnu will be pleased. And then Krishna says in that same scripture, the Lord says, Na me bhaktas chaturvedi mad bhakta svapachapriya tasmai deyam tato grayam sacha pujo yata yaham. Vishnu said, even though a person is not a very learned scholar of Sanskrit Vedic literatures, even though a person is a scholar, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in bhakti. However, even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, chandal or swapacha, he is very dear to me if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activities or mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. This is the most famous verse quoted in this regard about devotion to the devotee is even more important than Krishna bhakti. Krishna is telling Arjuna in Adi Puran, this is quoted many times, Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktas cha te janaha, vad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tama mataha. Krishna said, Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. And this is from Brihad Naradiya Puran. It says, Hari Bhakti Ratnan Yastu Hari Buddhya Prapujayet Tasya Tushyanti Viprendra Brahma Vishnu Shivadaya. If one worships the Vaishnavas who are fixed in Vishnu Bhakti, by considering them to be non-different from the bodily limbs of Sri Hari, then everyone, including Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, are pleased. In other words, as Jesus himself said in the Bible, whatever you do to the least of my creation, whatever you do to the least of my creation, that you do unto me. So if you step on an ant deliberately, that's like, it's like you're stepping on God. So if we offend the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, they are the limbs of the Lord. They are the Bhagavan Anga, the arms and legs and hands and feet and face of Krishna are his devotees. So if we offend them, that means if we break the arm of the Vaishnava, it means we're breaking Krishna's arm. If we offend the Vaishnava, it means we're directly offending Krishna. That's what's being said there. But if we show respect to all the devotees, that means we're respecting Krishna. It's very important so that we should understand there's non-different. The Vaishnavas are the limbs of the Lord. And if we act like that and behave like that, then all Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu are all pleased. This is from Uttarakhanda Padma Puran. Shiva is telling Uma. Of course, Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. He's the greatest of the Vaishnavas. And he's saying, Archayitva to Govindam, Tadiyan Narchayetu Yaha. Nasa Bhagavato Gyeya Kevalam Dambika Smritaha. Tasmat Sarva Prayatnena Vaishnavan Pujayet Sada. One who worships Lord Govinda but fails to worship his devotees should be understood to be not a devotee of the Lord, but simply a victim of false pride. Therefore, one should always worship the Vaishnavas by all means. That's very interesting. This is Kapila Shiksha, this is Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, chapter 26, verse 34. Krishna is telling Uddhava. Santo Dishanti Chakshumsi Bahir Arka Samutita Devata Bandava Santa Santa Atmaham Evacha. Very interesting verse. 11th canto, chapter 26, verse 34. Krishna says, my devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun allows only external sight. Bahir Arka. Arka is the sun. Santo Dishanti Chakshumsi. That the santas, the sons, doesn't mean Santa Claus. It means the devotees, the sons. They, Dishanti, they give the eyes. My devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun allows only external sight, and only at the time when the sun's in the sky. My devotees are one's real worshipful deities and real family. They are one's own self, and ultimately they are non-different from me. Santa Atmaham Evacha. I am, myself is the santas. I am the saints. They are my very Atma. Santa Atmaham Eva. My very self is the saints. So he's making a very interesting point that Krishna is telling Uddhava. He's saying the sun, you can see in the daytime when the sun's out. So the sun, without the sun, you can't see. So the sun is giving us vision, but only in the day. You can't see in the night because there's no sun. It's dark. Night blindness, we can't see. But if we serve a devotee, or if we worship a devotee, or we're connected with a devotee, then we can see 24 hours a day. We have 24 hours vision. And we can see, not only that, we can learn to see the past, present, and future. Shikalagya. We can see the past and present and future. What vision? That's an incredible vision. That's great vision. And we can see the Atma, and we can see God, and we can see the world, and this world and the other world. We can see Prakat and Aprakat. What more vision can you want than that? So that's all available by Vaishnava Kripa, such extraordinary vision. So the vision provided by the sun is extremely conditional and limited and circumscribed. So that's why the Vaishnavas are so great. That Krishna goes so far as to tell Uddhava that they are me, that's myself. This is from 7th canto, chapter 5, verse 32. Prahlad Maharaj speaks to Hiranyakashipu. Do you know who that is? He's trying to tell his father, put some good sense into his father. Prabhupada would often quote this verse. Naisham matistavad uru kramangrim sprishyat yanarta pagamo yad arta mahiyasam paro rajo bhikshekam nishkinchananam na vrinita yavat. Unless people smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava who is completely freed from material contamination, such persons who are very much inclined towards material life can never become attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. So there, this is Prahlad is telling his father that unless you or anyone who is materialistically attached, everyone in the material world, unless you find a Vaishnava, a liberated Vaishnava, and take the dust of his feet and smear it all over your body, you'll never get free from samsara. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way Can one become freed from material contamination? And this is a famous verse where Krishna is telling Jivasa Muni, or Vishnu is telling Jivasa Muni in the famous Ambarish Jivasa story in 9th canto. There's a series of verses here. 9, 4, 63, 66, and 68. Because Vishnu's chakra, which resides in the feet of the Vaishnava, if the Vaishnava is offended, then that chakra comes out of their feet and chases you and burns you up. So that chakra came out of the feet of Ambarish, and Vishnu can't control it because Vishnu is controlled by his devotees. So then the chakra started chasing Durvasa Muni all over the universe. So Durvasa went to Vishnu and said, "Listen, this is your chakra. Turn it off. Turn it off, will you? Cool it. Call it back. Put it in the garage. Park it in the garage." And he said, "Listen, aham bhakta praadino, ya swatantra ivadvija, sarubir grashta vidayo bhaktera bhaktajanapriya. I am completely under control of my devotees. Praadino. Aham bhakta praadino. Indeed, I am not at all independent." Everywhere it says that Krishna's abhigya swarat. In the first verse of the Bhagavatam, is telling that Krishna's abhigya swarat. He's all-knowing, abhigya. Knows everything. He's omniscient. But he's swarat. He's totally independent, swatantra. And here, with his own words, that same Vishnu is telling Durvasa Muni, "I am aswatantra." Swatantra means independent. Totally independent. Transcendental autocrat. Now he's saying, "I'm not independent. Aswatantra. Ya aswatantra eva dvija." He said, "Oh, Brahman, you read the scriptures? You thought I was independent? You thought I was swarat? I'm not. Now you hear it straight from me. All the rishis and sages are telling that God is totally independent, doesn't depend on anyone. Now hear it from me, from the horse's mouth, straight away. You heard wrong. I'm not independent. I am controlled. I am aswatantra. I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only in the core of their hearts. Grasta ridayo." Grasta means that I made my house, my grasta is in their hearts. Sadubir. Bhaktira bhaktajanapriya. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. Bhaktajanapriya. If you're a bhakta bhakta, if you're a bhakta bhakta, bhaktajanapriya. Mayi nirbada ridaya. Sarva samadarshana. Vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya. Satstriya satpatim yatha. As chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of their hearts bring me under their full control. Sarava vridiyam mayam. This is a famous verse of this Aham Bhakta Paradino, and then this verse, 63 and 68 are the two most famous verses in this dialogue of 9.4 Bhagavatam. Sarva vridiyam mayam sarunam vridiyam tvaham madanyatte na jananti naham tebyo managapi. This is the conclusion of his teachings to Durvasa Muni. He says, "Listen, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them." This is the final word. This is the bottom line. This is the buck. The buck stops here. That's what he's telling Durvasa. He says, "Listen, this is how it is. I can't do anything for you. I'm sorry. I'm living in Ambarish's heart, and he's living in my heart, and there's no room for you. Because you're an aparadi. So get lost. Good luck. You came up here, try to knock on my door, I say sorry. Door's closed. And we're not taking pass no bills, post no bills." "Oh, well, what do I do then?" "Well, good luck. All the best. Here, take some aprasad." Yeah. And then, I suggest you go back to where it all started from. Go back to Ambarish. So, he came back to Ambarish and then fell at his feet. So this is the point here. So we'll just read this one more verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu goes on. "Tomara ye amare shikao Vishnu dharma. Teni buji amara uttama achi karma. You always teach me my duties to Lord Vishnu. This proves that I must have previously performed pious activities. So Vishambhar is speaking like a conditioned soul to all the Vaishnavas, especially Srivas Thakur. He's saying, oh, if you're kind to me, I can become a devotee, because I know that the Lord reciprocates with his devotees, that by serving devotees, Krishna shows his mercy. And you're always telling me that I should become a devotee, Vishnu Dharma. So must be that I'm getting this good fortune of receiving these teachings from you, these valuable, essential teachings about human life. It must be because of my previous life's activities. I must have done some good deeds in my last life to have your association and to have you teaching me and helping me. It must be, I don't know, any other reason. And then, of course, there's a long, really long purport, about 6 pages purport about that. Then Vishambhara goes on, Tomas Sabha Sevilese Krishna Bhakti Pai Eta Bale Karo Paye Dare Se Etani. I can have devotion to Krishna only by serving you, Srivas. Saying this, Nimai caught hold of their feet. So he's talking to Srivas Thakur and his associates on the road to the Ganga. And this is the morning program, morning darshan. So all this humility and all these realizations and all this beautiful, pure behavior is being exhibited by Nimai Pandit before Srivas Thakur. Then we'll hear more tomorrow about the wonderful transformation, how he's so much humble and become so much soft-hearted and appreciative of all the Vaishnavas. That not only has these realizations of how they've given him mercy and given him knowledge, but then he begins to actively serve the Vaishnavas. Not only to say that one should be a servant of the servant, but Nimai Pandit, the Sarva Avatari Purna Bhagavan, starts to display his pure behavior. He's actually showing, first he shows, we say show and tell. They have in school, the child comes and shows something and he tells something. So this is what Nimai is doing. First he's showing the utmost humility, and then later he's telling about it. So here in Mayapur Leela, he's showing the utmost humility, which we'll hear tomorrow. And then in Puri Leela, he tells about it. But here, we'll hear, already we're hearing by his mental attitude, his mental submission. His mental submission and his offering obeisances, it indicates he's actually fully realized the verses. He's showing the verses that he'll tell later. And he's fully realized in this verse, and he's really wearing it around his neck, as Krishnadas Kaviraj has enjoined everyone to do. He's not only wearing it, he's displaying it. So we wear our philosophy and we display our philosophy, and that's called Vaishnava Sadachar. So we'll hear tomorrow how Lord Chaitanya is a perfect exemplar of the verse Trinadapi Sunichena Tsuroriva Sahishana Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Is there any questions? Why did he do that? Because he wanted to prove without any doubt that he carries what you lack. Because Waham, this verse is Yoga Shemam Bahamyaham, 9:24 of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna is telling the whole world, Arjuna and the whole world for all time, that I carry what you lack. If you need something, I'll give it to you. Whatever you require for your service. So he was a poor Brahmin, Arjuna Charja. And he would go out and do madhukari and just get a roti here or there, a little dry flour, and bring it home and cook something. So he was always in want. And his wife was a little scraggly looking and emaciated and always hankering for chapan bhog. And she wasn't so Krishna could see that they needed something. They were in want. So to prove without a doubt that this statements in Gita are actually correct, then he came and made a very dramatic performance at the house of Arjuna Acharya by bringing lots of ghee and lots of grains, and he carried lots of stuff. 100 kilos worth of food he carried on his back. See, now do you believe it? Do you believe that I carry what you lack? I personally carry it on my back. See, I carried it on my back. I didn't send someone else to deliver it. I didn't send free home delivery to your house. I didn't send a courier mail. I didn't send the DDT or DVT, DTP or whatever it is. You know, or I didn't send the whatever those FedEx deliver the goods. I came personally, see me, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Gopal. I carried on my back to your house everything you required. So I do carry what you need. So this is the idea.